This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, Martha Stewart at the NYSE and Biggs at the SEC. But first, more than 160 cargo ships are now idle along the Pacific coastline as a dock worker lockout continues. Produce is rotting. Factory assembly lines are shutting down, all because of this labor dispute. The conflict has forced shipping companies to seek help from Canada and Mexico, where they are receiving very different receptions. From member station KPBS, Eric Kneeler has the story.
Docking facilities at 29 U.S. ports fell silent this week. But here in Ensenada, Mexico, workers are scrambling just to keep up. Usually, this small port, about 75 miles south of San Diego, gets two cargo ships a week. But 10 ships have docked here since the U.S. lockout began Monday. Facility General Manager Gonzalo Ortiz watched as his employees unloaded this container ship with electronics, apparel, and other goods bound for California.
It comes with 400 containers. Unfortunately, they cannot be discharged in L.A. That's the first port of call in the States.
Fresh produce that's unloaded here is being trucked north across the San Diego border. Ortiz says the facility's 100 dock workers have been working overtime, and company officials say they're getting calls from many U.S. haulers looking for help right now.
But we're pretty sure that some shipping lines are going to turn over in Ensenada. Of course, we know our limitations.
Ortiz says the port isn't deep enough for the Asian megaships, but it can handle small and medium-sized cargo vessels, including two banana boats that arrived this week from Honduras. About 20 ships have been diverted from Los Angeles to Ensenada and other Mexican ports further south. Others have tried to enter Vancouver, British Columbia, but port officials there say they don't have enough room. According to Mark Lear, director of the Center for Labor Studies at Simon Fraser University in British Columbia, there may be another reason. The port of Vancouver is also dealing with its own labor dispute and may be wary of stirring up Canadian dock workers.
Grain handlers have been locked out, and I think that any attempt to divert hot ships and cargoes here would result in a display of solidarity and militancy.
In contrast, Mexican ports have relatively weak unions, but they don't have the needed rail lines that could make them a long-term solution. That's according to Stephen Starling, professor of supply chain management at the University of San Diego.
There are back doors in terms of the fact that you could be shipping, rerouting, for example, to the Mexican ports and then also to through Houston and so forth, but there's nowhere near the capacity. This is a bottleneck that cannot be replaced.
Because of the lack of alternatives, Starling says U.S. dock workers have a powerful influence on the U.S. manufacturing economy, as well as the supply of consumer products from the Pacific Rim. That power probably won't change anytime soon. For NPR News, I'm Eric Kneeler in Ensenada, Mexico.